big question, could a royal wedding take place in Britain in the not-too-distant future? CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker is live outside Buckingham Palace with more on that. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Hannah. Well, the gossip magazines are in overdrive. The tabloids are buzzing with seasonal speculation that Britain's Prince William is getting ready to tie the knot.
When is an invitation to dinner more than just a chance to sit down with the family? When it's the Queen who does the inviting and the dinner in question is Christmas Day with the royals. News that William's longtime girlfriend Kate Middleton will be joining the Christmas party has set off a fever of speculation.
It's very much a media pressurizing, saying, will they, won't they? There is no need. As long as she's prepared to wait for him, there is no need for him to commit to a marriage at this moment.
The couple met as students at a Scottish university. They've been together for 5 years. Unlike that other royal couple, younger brother Harry and his South African girlfriend frequently pictured rocking some royal love boat. William and Kate are discreet about their relationship. They may go to clubs together, even family weddings, but they are rarely photographed together. She's just started a new job, which includes making tea. He's still in officer training. And those obligations, say Majesty editor Ingrid Seward, make an early wedding unlikely.
Well, I think it's quite possible they will get married because they seem to be incredibly close. But I can't see them getting married soon because William isn't settled in his life yet.
But after Prince Charles and his bride Camilla wed without a lot of advance notice, one retailer is taking no chances on losing out on what will be a lucrative souvenir market. In anticipation of an engagement, Woolworths has the China design.
Check that date, Hannah, and it's a big question mark. But the growing popularity of the young royals and the endless fascination with the doings of Diana's children ensures that even if diamonds aren't in Kate Middleton's stocking this Christmas, we'll be talking about them anyway. Hannah?
Sheila McVicker from Buckingham Palace, thank you.